Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, HSP, Shir number 3. That's the highly sensitive person. Shir number 3, as mentioned before, the Shir is not just for the people who are highly sensitive themselves, but it's for everybody, the ones who need to understand and care for those that are HSPs around them, and also to develop their own sensitivity. So what we're going to discuss today is various aspects of the intrinsic challenges and gifts of an HSP. And the people who are HSPs, highly sensitive people, when they first hear this, it'll resonate greatly. One foundational trait of a highly sensitive person is their tendency to process information more deeply. So, for example, people are given a phone number and they can't write it down. They'll try to process it in some way in order to remember it. They'll repeat it many times or think of patterns or meanings in digits and noticing similarities or things like that in order for them to memorize that phone number. And if you don't process it in some way, you'll probably forget it. HSPs, highly sensitive people, have this capacity of processing everything more, and they relate to what they notice. They compare what they notice to their past experiences and other similar things. They do this whether they're aware of it or whether they're not aware of it. And we decide without knowing how we came to get that decision. In other words, we make a decision, we don't know how we came to it, but we're making that decision. That's called intuition. HSPs have very good intuition. It's not always infallible, meaning it could be inaccurate, but they have very good intuition. So when you make a decision consciously, then you're slower than others because you think over all the options carefully. That's also depth of processing. So in other words, HSPs has two ways of depth processing. One of them is that you have this intuition where it's so deep in you that you have that decision and you don't even know how it came to that. It's a sort of like a feeling inside. That's an unconscious decision. That's deep. Conscious decision means then when you have types of decisions where you need to think on an external way, it'll take you a longer time to try to figure that concept out. That's also depth processing. It's connected to the brain activation. There's research regarding this. There are highly sensitive people's use of a particular parts of brain of the brain that has that deeper processing of information, especially on tasks that involve subtleties, things that are subtle. They recognize it much quicker if they're a sensitive person. So we see, for example, that the less sensitive person has difficulty catching on nuances, while the highly sensitive person, their brain senses the nuances quicker. And that doesn't make a difference what culture they come from, or what country they come from, or which language they speak, because something associated in the brain itself. The brain activation in these areas of sensitivity and subtleties are more active in HSPs than in others. They call this area insula, I-N-S-U-L-A, I-N-S-U-L-A, insula, which is the part of the brain that integrates moment-to-moment knowledge of inner states, of inner emotions, of bodily positions, and outer events. Some call it the seat of consciousness, and HSPs have a highly high level of feeling, sort of intuitively feeling those nuances. So that is the depth processing. This is the author, Elaine Aaron, has an acronym called DOES, D-O-E-S, and the first one of the D is depth of processing. That is one aspect of a HSP characteristic. Now we're going to do the second one, D-O-E-S, so O. What is the O? O is overstimulation. Overstimulation is that HSPs tend to notice every single thing in a situation. And if the situation is complicated, for example, if you have a lot of things that you need to remember, or if it's intense, for example, it's quite noisy or cluttered, or it's going on too long, let's say you have a 2-hour commute, then that makes sense for anybody that will, they'll be sort of worn out. If you're an introvert, even if you're not an HSP, you'll get worn out if there's too much things going on. However, most people will not notice that much, and they won't tire that quickly. For example, there are people that are non-HSPs. They could go sightseeing a whole day and then say, oh, let's go to a nightclub and enjoy themselves in the evening. HSP will be drained. They won't be able to. And that's a big difference. They are stressed. HSPs are easily stressed by the overstimulation. And that includes not just loud noises and things like that, but social stimulation. And that's a very, very key aspect that many HSPs talk when they talk about themselves, that they get overstimulated very quickly by their outside environment. Now, there is a study that was done that compared composites of whether a T, they had an image on a computer of a T turned in various ways that was hidden in those T's, also an L's shaped in various ways. So not, in other words, there was a T that was turned mixed into many L's, and they had to locate that. So HSPs were much faster and accurate in noticing these things and catching them. Those T's turned in certain ways that were not I's, not L's that were mixed in there. But when they did it, they got tired quickly. They got stressed more quicker from doing this task. They felt more stressed. It's like when you have a metal that shows stress when it's overloaded. So the high sensitivity, it's not mainly about being distressed by that high level of stimulus, but although it happens when too much comes to them, they'll get overwhelmed. But there are other conditions that have nothing to do with HSP that seem like that. For example, someone has sensory discomfort about things. For example, someone in the autistic spectrum, for example, they could have sensory overload too. But at other times, they'll underreact to things. So their problems of that is difficulty recognizing where to focus their attention and what to ignore. That's a different issue altogether. But HSPs, they get overwhelmed by any type of stimulation and by the fact that in these stimulations, there's a lot of subtleties, and they get overwhelmed by all those subtleties. And they would pay attention more to those subtleties. So that's O, overstimulation. D, depth of perception. O, overstimulation. Then you have E. E is emotional reactivity. HSPs react more to both positive and negative experiences beyond the regular person. They react to those, like for example, they see a picture of a smiling face. It'll affect their brain more and they'll feel good about it. Even pictures. They have a tremendous aspect of seeing emotional reactions and then feeling those emotional reactions. So emotional reactivity, but also empathy. The E stands for empathy as well. They all have empathy. Every human being has empathy. But the difference is for example, if you have a HSP and a non-HSP, they both look at a photo of strangers and they express happiness or sadness or neutral feeling or whatever it may be. The sensitive person showed increased activation in that part of the brain called the insula that we talked before and in their mirror neuron systems when they're looking at the happy faces of their loved ones. If they see a picture of happy faces in a picture that was taken maybe, let's say, 10 years ago at a simcha, it'll generate these warm feelings within them. That's the brain's mirror neurons. It's a discovery that they found not too long ago, 20, 30, 40 years ago, first in monkeys and then in human beings, that their neurons flash. Basically, especially HSPs for the more reason is that when they see smiling faces, people happy, they react very quickly to it, and the other way around also. It shows the depth, by the way, of what Chazal say, have a makabalist kol adam misev upon him yafais, to treat each other and give each other a pleasant disposition. The Chazal knew this. They knew that for many people, a smile brings light into another person's life. That's with everybody, but especially pronounced in HSPs. When you smile at them, are warm at them, they will, that's like sunlight that they're starving for in order to grow. That is so important. In this empathy that HSPs have, they don't just know how another person feels. They actually feel that feeling itself. So if someone's sad, has a sad face, it triggers mirror neurons in the HSP more than others to be affected by that person who has that sad face. So it's very, very deep. Overall brain activation indicates empathy stronger in an HSP than a non-HSP. And that's another aspect over here of an HSP, the emotion that they feel, in a way that's beyond the feeling of an emotion in non-HSPs. Then the S, the OES. S is sensing forces, subtleties. They sense it. This perceived subtleties that HSP feels and senses. Nonverbal cues feed the mood of the room that HSP feels more. Nonverbal cues of trustworthiness. So in other words, the HSP seems to sense the moods of others in a very subtle way, but it hits them very strongly. So these things that we discussed today, the DOES, is a wonderful guide to understand HSPs, highly sensitive people. It's not a perfect system. Human beings are human beings. It could be quite complex. We'll talk more about this DOES, the different aspects of it. Very often, highly sensitive people are connected with this concept of an empath. You know, these are not exactly perfectly scientific terms. They're sometimes interchangeable, but empath obviously stems from the aspect of empathy, which is one of the characteristics of HSPs, the DOES, the E of it, one of the definitions, that they have this heightened sense of empathy, which actually is extremely beautiful. Mida, to feel the other person and be in their shoes and feel their feelings, but it has a negative aspect of them, could really get them drained. And over-empathy could create a tremendous amount of stress, and sometimes it could lead to unhealthy connections or being totally overwhelmed by it. So that's something that needs to be monitored, because what happens is if this excess empathy goes too far, the person loses in their self-care. Therefore, every sensitive person, every empathetic person, especially them, need extra work in working towards their self-care. You know, people in this culture now, they're cynical of it because they talk about self-care all over the place to a point where it seems a weakness, and sometimes it is. Self-care used in a certain way could be translated into a selfishness. But very often, self-care is a strength to monitor your emotions, to make sure they're regulated properly, and to save yourself from harm or from being flooded or from being overwhelmed. So we will talk in future shiurim about this self-care, the practices, the perspectives, the meditations that you could do and exercise to develop the aspect of healthy self-care. It is extremely important for people that are highly sensitive to focus on their own needs this way. It is not selfish. It is not selfish. It is healthy to work towards the self-care of yourself and to learn
how to close off sometimes, to shut off those vibes that are coming your way, and to lead a more quiet, more tranquil life within by blocking it out. Because again, we HSPs have that mirror neuron system that we talked about, which is the part of the brain that's responsible for compassion, and that in the HSPs, they're all hyperactive. That's not why, it's not like they even chose it. It's sort of automatic. They automatically have these feelings of trying, of wanting to be loving and giving. And in a way where the empathy is so strong that it becomes even painful to the person feeling that empathy. Painful to their bodies, painful to their souls. And very often, if it goes overboard that way, that empathy will drain you and also have a negative impact on the other person. So one has to be careful to have that healthy balance, which we're going to talk about in future Shiurim, the importance of HSPs developing the skill of having healthy balance. Bracha natzlacha.